Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Neve and Alana with your 11 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, the pro-Palestine phrase, from the river to the sea, could be outlawed in Queensland under new sweeping legislation to curb anti-Semitism and hate speech. The legislation includes prohibiting the public distribution, display, or recitation of prescribed phrases where the conduct is intended to cause menace, harassment, or offence. The Attorney General, Deb Frecklington, has confirmed the phrases "globalise the Intifada" and "from the river to the sea" would be included in the prescribed phrases, stating these phrases have no place in Queensland when they are used to incite hatred, offence, and menace. In New South Wales, a parliamentary inquiry proposed banning the phrase "globalise the Intifada," coming from the Arabic word uprising or shaking off. It is used in reference to uprisings against Israel. However, many Jewish communities have said it calls for violence against them. Similarly, with the phrase "from the river to the sea," which refers to the land between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, critics claim it calls for the elimination of Israel, while supporters say it supports Palestine living in their homeland and as free and equal citizens. There are calls for the Queensland government to make reforms for dingo control and education practices on Garry Island after the death of Piper James last month. Fellow Canadian Taylor Stricker, who Piper was camping with, stated they were not aware of the heightened dingo activity alert that had been in place since December, and that the owner of the campsite, Garry Dingo Adventures, had told Piper's parents that they were not aware of the alert either, although they have not made any official comments. There are now calls for the Queensland government to review the current practices for making visitors aware of safety alerts. In national news, the Australian government is being urged to crack down on sovereign citizens online. In a news report, author Linda Cahill and Kieran Hardy claim the sovereign citizen movement has grown beyond a nuisance and is escalating to a legitimate security threat. The national government is being urged to work with tech platforms to list sovereign citizens groups as designated terrorist entities online and create a global database of the movement's influencers and leaders. This comes after the fatal shooting of two police officers in a regional Victoria last year by Desi Freeman, who has been described as a very active sovereign citizen.
The Christchurch shooter, who killed 51 people at two mosques in 2019, has launched an appeal seeking to overturn his conviction. Convicted of 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist attack, the convicted killer argues that his torturous and inhumane detention conditions during his trial made him incapable of making rational decisions when he pleaded guilty. If the appeal is considered, his penalty of life imprisonment without parole will be reviewed at a hearing later in the year. In international news, Australia and Indonesia have signed a bilateral security treaty concerning defence cooperation between countries. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto have agreed to increase security consultations and to consider joint military response if either comes under attack. Albanese said the pact strengthens peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific, while President Prabowo said it reflects Indonesia's commitment to good neighbour relations. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.